prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have an action-packed show for you today, starting off with the first half hour, Science for Humans, SARMS 101. For those of you who want to know more about SARMS, we're going to give it to you in just a moment with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. Then we're going to talk about how CPAP reduces depressive symptoms in people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea. And then we're going to talk about omega wave training. Lots of really exciting topics going on. Just a couple reminders. First of all, we are giving away two Massage Envy massages to two lucky listeners in the Secret Word contest this week. All you have to do is listen for the secret word during the commercial break, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com, and you are entered to win. And I want to make another announcement. Huge bombs being dropped in my blog today. Argentine researchers at the University of La Plata went out to grocery stores and pharmacies and bought over-the-counter toiletry products and hygiene products made with cotton, and they found 85% of them have glyphosate contamination. Think tampons, ladies. This is not a good thing. You need to get to superhumanradio.com and read my blog today to be aware and prepared. Anyway, let's get started with Science for Humans.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
So yesterday we had the muscular Dr. Jeff on the show. Today we have the more brain-driven Dr. Jeff on the show. How are you doing, Dr. Jeff?
Good. Yeah, I had to switch my hats here.
I got to tell you, I got so many comments. Two things they commented on. I don't think a lot of people realize how high up you were on the food chain within the bodybuilding community. But also, I got a lot of girls who said that you were an amazingly handsome guy in that picture. I used the picture from Gold's Gym where you have the T-shirt and the yellow shorts on.
Oh, dude, wow, man.
You still got it, brother. You still got it.
that was fun. You know, sometimes, as I said yesterday, you know, we think about Science for Humans. I forget about my bodybuilding and my athletic past because I'm always talking about more scientific things. So it was actually fun to take a trip back.
So now we're going to take a trip forward. It's all the rage today. Selective androgen receptor modulators, SARMs. What are they, Dr. Jeff?
Boy, I'll tell you, yeah, it is all the rage all over the place. Essentially, as you said, these are selective androgen receptor modulators, and they provide all the benefits of traditional anabolic steroids, such as testosterone, for increasing muscle mass, fat loss, bone density, yet they show a lower tendency to produce unwanted side effects. Very interesting, you know, it's being developed by several pharmaceutical companies, but essentially this androgen receptor is the cellular receptor that androgens, like testosterone and other types of steroids, bind to. This bound androgen receptor pair travels to the cell nucleus where gene transcription is induced. I mean, this is where all of that stuff is taking place. So there's a couple pharmaceutical companies that have actually been leading the way. And first I want to say that these are illegal, and we're going to talk more about that. But GTX Biopharmaceutical Company partnered up with my good friends over at Merck, and they've been leading some they've been leading research on this field. There's another big company called Legion Pharmaceutical, and they've hooked up with a company called TAP Pharmaceutical, and they've actually been the one credited for the discovery of SARMs LGD 2941 and the 3303, using some technical terms. But these are all, you know, in clinical trials. They're working on, you know, reasons for using these in the drug industry, you know, to replace where they currently are using anabolic steroids, you know, for, you know, bone density, muscle growth and things.
Okay, so you talk about the negative side effects that they want to avoid with by going to SARMs. I mean, because the first thing I think of is, why not just use testosterone? Why do you have to go through all of this nonsense to get a testosterone-like effect without using testosterone? So what are the negative side effects that the supposed SARMs community is saying that we will avoid?
Well, you know, if you look at the traditional testosterone replacement therapy, you know, that you see on the commercials, there's a lot of things that happen, especially, you know, in older people, you know, blood clots, heart attacks, high blood pressure. You know, those are some of the real common things. But, you know, that extreme aggressiveness, irrational thinking, you know, they kind of call it a feeling of well-being,
yeah.
But it actually works the opposite, you know.
Do you buy all that, those are really come part and parcel with testosterone therapy?
You know, I think you got to look at drawing the line. You know, when you go to a doctor and you are healthy, you know, you do have to be careful. You know, again, we're not talking about younger people who don't need testosterone therapy. We're talking about, you know, older males who do need it. As long as it's monitored by a doctor, it's relatively safe. You know, there are side effects and things that can happen. You know, these deep tissue, or these deep, I forget what they call them.
Deep venous thrombosis?
That's pretty common, yeah. You know, a very common thing. But again, you know, as long as you keep hydrated, you move around, you know, what's happening is a lot of people getting on testosterone therapy don't do anything. You know, they're just sitting around couch potatoes. You know, active people aren't going to have those problems. But the problem is that, you know, when you try to get it on the black market or administer it yourself, I think that's really where you're going to have those issues. Does it have side effects? Absolutely. I mean, you know, that is known. Is everyone going to experience those side effects? Probably not.
Now, you said they're not legal. What you mean is that they are not legal for over-the-counter sale, right?
Correct. When I, like any drug, a drug is not legal unless you go through a doctor and they're prescribed. I don't know if currently if these are, I know there are some estrogen receptors, SERMs, that are
right.
On the market right now.
Clomiphene.
I don't know if there's actually any SARMs that are available.
No, and to my knowledge, they are still a research category, research chemical or research drug. They're not being prescribed as of yet.
No, the last I heard, this Legion Pharmaceutical, you know, they were finishing a phase one clinical trial. So, you know, this is a 10, 15, 20-year process. You know, they first were starting to research these back in 1998. So they're still in the infancy stages. You know, there's a lot of research going on. And, of course, you know, there are things being sold on the black market as being SARMs. But that's a whole nother discussion here a little later.
Okay, so are SARMs themselves effective at what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, from what I saw, you know, it looks like they are effective. You know, they, from what these pharmaceutical companies are saying, not from what you read on the internet, they are saying that you get the exact same effects. These androgen receptors, you know, play such a critical role in the development and function of our primary and accessory sexual gland, skeletal muscle, bone, as well as you know, other organs. So the research is showing that it's doing the same thing as a steroid, but again, they aren't seeing some of the side effects that you would normally see in a clinical trial with a steroid. Now, you're going to remember, you know, in these clinical trials, they have to invoke different ways that people could have side effects. For instance, you know, they're going to have you drink alcohol and take a SARMs to see if you're going to die. They're going to have you smoke. They're going to have you do different things. So right now it's looking that the side effects are really minimal to none. I'm sure there's going to be some, but nothing similar to what you would see from, you know, pure testosterone.
Well, and some of the research shows a couple things. some of the research, all of just about all of the research on SARMs shows a definite influence on hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis in the suppression of testosterone production. So it was once thought that SARMs could coexist side by side with testosterone. And what I mean by that is if you gave a man a SARM, that it would not influence negative feedback and the man would continue to produce the same levels of testosterone as he always had. So the SARMs were being seen as augmented testosterone production in a safer way. But now several of the clinical trials do show that long-term SARM use does suppress testosterone production.
Mm-hmm.
And while SARM, the things that are being thought of as negative, like you said, the sense of well-being, almost euphoric sensation that testosterone brings, we're starting to realize that influence of those components of testosterone on the development of depression and anxiety, especially from the conversion in men of testosterone to estradiol through aromatase. So we're starting to discover that men who are on long-term SARMs therapy may, in fact, over time, start to develop some of the same symptoms of hypogonadism from a psychological standpoint. They may maintain their muscle, and there's question about libido because of the role that estrogen plays in libido and dopamine. But as men's testosterone drops, they may start to notice anxiety, they may start to notice depression, and they may see a drop in their libido. And I really think that this is the reason why SARMs have not been the boom that the pharmaceutical industry thought they would be, because they do some of those things that we attribute to negatives of testosterone actually produce some benefits as well. Any opinions on that statement?
Yeah, correct. And I think, you know, again, looking for the reason they were developing these SARMs isn't to replace testosterone therapy, because there are some important reasons for older males to actually have testosterone. It's for all the other ailments that they would give steroids. I mean, they give steroids to young kids,
right,
you know, who are underdeveloped. So, again, I think it's an overall category. And it's not just for men. You know, it's for both men and women, you know, as they are
great
developing
point.
These SARMs. I think one of the key things that, you know, we have to really talk about is what people are seeing on the internet. You know, the thing I hate about the internet is it's probably one of the greatest things that ever happened for information, but on the other side, there's so much rubbish out there. And, you know, these black market jokers are touting that, you know, this is the new Olympic drug. It's undetectable because it's in its infancy stages. You know, they don't even have tests for it yet. And that's part of what the rage is about. Everyone's looking for a way to cheat, Carl.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is on the other side. You know, forget about what's happening, you know, from the pharmaceutical. I'm all for that. But when you come on the other side of the bandwagon, you know, that's what the interest in SARMs is. Not that you can get bigger or stronger than, you know, traditional steroids, but it's undetectable.
Well, let's talk about that. There's an important thing that people need to understand about SARMs as I understand it. There's a point of diminishing returns for SARMs. And what I mean by that is if an athlete were to take testosterone at 500 milligrams a week, they would see an effect on their physiology, their strength, and everything else, their performance. If they then went to 1,000 milligrams a week, they would see a direct linear increase in all of those things. Their strength would go up, their performance would go up. And so, but with SARMs, there is an end point of effectiveness. SARMs is the kind of thing that if I recall, I actually experimented with SARMs back in 2007 when it first came around. There was a guy that was making it in a lab, and I tried it. And one of the things I noticed about it was, aside from the fact that it made everything I saw, it gave me a visual cast of the color yellow when I looked around. Everything kind of had a yellow haze to it. And that was one of the touted, and still is one of the touted side effects of it, that it'll change the color of everything you see temporarily. Once it leaves the body, it changes back. But that was one of the things that I thought was kind of scary to me. Like, anything that messes with your eyes, I'm not for. But the other thing is, I think you maxed out at about 75 milligrams or 40 milligrams a day. I forget which one it was. And once you started taking more than that, it didn't do anything more. It wasn't like you got double the results that you were looking for. It's never going to build the kind of strength, performance, and muscle that just pure testosterone will build. But I understand what you're saying. You're right. There are women out there who would benefit from testosterone, but they can't take it because of the androgens will masculinize women, change their voice, and so many other things. They would be a great candidate for a SARM, right?
Absolutely. I mean, again, I think from a medical standpoint, this is great. You know, if they ever do perfect it, I think, again, you know, for people who need this type of therapy, it's good. But like I said, we're talking about these black market peddlers, you know, that we're going to talk more about here when we come back.
Yeah, let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do you want to try the world's only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world? Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the website. You'll see the handsome Dr. Jeff Galini's picture there. It says, ask the scientist, ask him for a sample, and find out for yourself what all the rage is about. Creatine, other than crealkaline, is just, you're just urinating it out. That's all you're doing. All right, so getting back to the subject at hand, we're talking about selective androgen receptor modulators. They are on the horizon. We will hear more about them, I'm sure, as drug companies find their niche. Finding the niche is where the magic is right now. So let's talk about over-the-counter sales of SARMs for a second. Quite a few companies over the past year have been called on the carpets for selling SARMs like they are an over-the-counter supplement, like they're another vitamin or pre-workout or anything else. That, and several of them have been called on the carpet by the Food and Drug Administration now, and or have been sued in various courts around the country. How are they even doing this? What is the attitude? Is the attitude, hey, look, we'll make a bunch of money, and then when somebody slaps our hand, we'll get out?
You know, they're just, they're scammers. You know, first of all, SARMs are banned by WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, so it's not legal. It is a drug, and it's not even an approved drug yet. So what these supplement companies, and I'm not going to mention the name of a couple of them, but they've got DHEA, arginine. You know, don't try to misrepresent your product to be a drug.
So you're saying they're not even selling SARMs. They're selling dihydroepiandrosterone, which you can buy at Walgreens as a SARM.
Yeah. Well, the one company I saw had DHEA, arginine, chromium, and they were calling it SARMs Pro.
Didn't they? They just got busted. I know who you're talking about. They operate a website that actually has the word steroid in the name of the website, and they prey on young kids who are unfamiliar and think they're buying real oral anabolic steroids over the internet, but they're actually just they're just supplement level products, right?
Well, and you see several things out there. You see the steroid website, buy steroids without a prescription, buy SARMs without a prescription. Bogus, you're not getting SARMs. You might get some illegal drug in that. Don't buy stuff over the internet from people that you've never heard of. The other ones are these companies that, you know, are indicating that they now have a legal form of SARMs, kind of like they had the legal steroids and the legal growth hormone. No, those are not SARMs. And then you just got the fake, you know, flat-out drug company look saying, hey, you know, we have SARMs, you know, $195 a bottle. Again, little to nothing of anything in there, and you're not going to buy any SARMs.
Well, so, I think the real issue here is that we don't really know if SARMs are safe. And it's also clear that from a performance enhancing standpoint, they really, you're better off just with testosterone.
Well, yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Right.
I mean, you know, these are not available. You know, when you see Merck come out with a SARM and, you know, your doctor will prescribe it to you, then at least it's legal through that realm. But when the drug companies who got billions of dollars are still figuring this out, how in the heck are these black market companies going to have it already? You know, I did hear there was some, you know, Chinese companies that were selling some stuff, but it's testosterone. It isn't even a SARMs. It's just a bunch of bogus junk, you know.
Right, right. It's probably methyl testosterone that you're taking, and you're going to test positive for that stuff, too, if you're an athlete.
Dione, I mean, again, you know, it's a little frustrating because, you know, people get deceived, you know, and sometimes they work, but it's not a SARM, you know. You're probably going to get, you know, androstenedione or 19-nor or something, which, again, is a banned substance. So remember, not only is it illegal to sell, it's illegal to purchase, and it's illegal to possess.
Yeah.
So you got to be really careful, you know, just because you're the end guy and you go buy something. If for some reason somebody in China did make some SARMs, or even if they did put androstenedione or, you know, methyl testosterone, those are drugs and banned substances. So, you know, Schedule 3 narcotics, same as cocaine, methamphetamines, you know, you could be up a world of hurt.
So this is, and we can close on this too, but this is the FDA's complaint, right? The industry is made up of a bunch of cowboys doing whatever they want. And you and I have talked about this in previous shows, that the industry has to police itself. Isn't this where other companies need to step up and start doing the work of policing the industry before the FDA says, okay, you can't do this, we'll come in and do it?
But, you know, they classify all this as dietary supplements. Why aren't these fake drugs? That's drug.
Right.
You know, they go after the drug industry for having fake drugs, but they come and say, okay, they're not drugs, so they're fake dietary supplements. The only ones that are fake dietary supplements are the ones, there's one you can buy at GNC, I believe, that says SARMs. You know, that one the FDA should go after because they're trying to misrepresent a drug as a dietary supplement.
Right.
But all the other ones are fake drugs.
Right, right. Interesting.
Don't give us the blame in our industry for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. So the bottom line is the jury is out on SARMs, and you shouldn't be buying them anyway. So that's it.
Nope. And if you want something that's really going to work and you want to be stay within the legal realms and pass all your drug tests, try EFX Test Charge. It is unbelievable. That's
yeah.
My pitch on the phone.
Yeah, no, but you know what? And just a little bit more of a pitch. I mean, this is a constituent that you discovered that only grows in one place in the world, definitely in the United States, and you found the ability to extract it and put it into a capsule, and it's been shown clinically to raise testosterone. So this is not, you know, what do they call it? Pixie dust. This is actually something that you have developed,
yeah.
Right?
Good research. You know, a big clinical trial was published. I think it's still waiting to come out. It should be at the end of this month. But, yeah, you know, actually raising testosterone levels, you know, but safely. So, you know, again, there are alternatives to testosterone therapy conventionally through a doctor, you know, using something like Test Charge. It just takes a little bit more. You got to do it several times a day, but it really does work, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Jeff, as always, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks, Carl. Take care, man.
Talk to you next week. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about CPAP therapy. CPAP therapy has actually been shown to reduce depression. Sometimes the only symptom a person has that they are even suffering from obstructive sleep apnea is depression. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It was summertime in northern Michigan. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've talked about obstructive sleep apnea on the show a lot because a lot of people suffer from it. It's mysterious to me. My father... He was 84 when he passed away. He did not snore. My grandfather, on my mother's side, was 95 when he passed away. He did not snore. Today, everybody I know snores, and most of them complain that they have either been diagnosed or suspect that they suffer from obstructive sleep apnea. Something is going on. But in the meantime, while we're trying to discover what exactly is going on, doctors like my next guest are working to try to treat individuals who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea because keeping them alive long enough until we can discover what the heck is going on is got to be job one. And that's my next guest is Dr. David Hillman. How you doing, Dr. Hillman?
Good, thanks, Carl.
Okay, so you are with the University of Western Australia, and you just had a paper published in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine about the role of CPAP therapy and depression. Most people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea suffer from depression. They may not think of it as depression because we think of depression as a mental outlook. But if you have no energy, your body is depressed. It's being depressed, right?
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of symptoms shared between depression itself and obstructive sleep apnea. There's some really interesting links between sleep loss and depression. I mean, on the one hand, sleep loss can certainly precipitate depressive symptoms. On the other hand, people with depression often have disturbed sleep. And so it's a sort of bi-directional relationship between sleep loss and depression. As far as sleep apnea is concerned, it chops up sleep and it produces a lot of symptoms which are very similar to those of depression. And it's really the how common these symptoms are amongst sleep apnea that were the subject of our study, and of course, as you've already said, how they respond to effective treatment of sleep apnea.
So that was the question you were trying to answer. You were trying to see, does the CPAP therapy, when it's properly done, not you buying a CPAP machine off the internet and trying it yourself, you've gone for a sleep study, they've evaluated you, and they quote-unquote fitted you with a CPAP machine or a telepap machine, what effect this had on depression in this group? How many people were actually in the study?
We recruited about 426 people all up. In other words, every eligible new patient coming to our sleep clinic with suspected sleep apnea over a 5-month period. Of those, not all of them, of course, they all had sleep studies, and we established whether they had sleep apnea or not. And of course, we only offered CPAP to those with sleep apnea with significant symptomatology. And so we offered it to 290 of them. And 220 of those completed a 3-month successful trial of CPAP.
Now, shocking for me to find this out, but and that probably why the 290 ended up being 220 is there's a large number of people that just can't comply with sleeping with a mask on, which is the standard now. You know, the covers your mouth and your nose so that if you open your mouth and snore or you snore through your nose, it's got you covered. A lot of people just can't comply with sleeping with that, huh?
Yeah, look, it is a real problem, Carl, and as you've already remarked, you know, if the CPAP's simply thrown at a person over the internet, then the compliance rates, you're struggling to get to a compliance rate of 40% overall. When it's properly presented to people and they're given a decent trial of therapy and every chance to make it succeed, then the compliance rates are above 70% as they were with this study, and of course the compliance rates go higher as the sleep apnea gets worse. So those people with really severe sleep apnea, the people that most worry me are those people with severe sleep apnea who can't for one reason or other comply. Now, they do exist, but fortunately they're less than 1 in 5 of the total.
You know what's really sad, Dr. Hillman? Here in the United States, most insurance companies will all pay a small amount towards a sleep study and zero for a CPAP machine when it could actually produce life-saving. And I mean, we've talked about one study a while ago that CPAP therapy actually reverses some of the brain and heart changes that occur from obstructive sleep apnea. You would think that insurance companies would be sending anyone who snores to get a sleep study and a CPAP machine because they're going to pay so much less money caring for that person.
Absolutely. And look, adding to that economic argument is the fact that people with severe sleep apnea are unproductive.
Yes.
They're either out of work or they're at work. They have this thing called presenteeism. They're at work, but they're not functioning properly. Like perhaps all of us, after a few hard nights, get to work and you know you're subpar. These people are subpar all the time. Now, if you look at the economics of it and you count in those sorts of expenses, it actually costs the community money to have people with untreated sleep apnea. You treat their sleep apnea, you turn them back into units of production, so not only are they more productive and it's better for their own well-being, but the community is getting more out of them.
Okay, so when you got these 220 people to actually work well within the study, how long did they have to live or using their CPAP machine, and what were the results that you found?
Yeah, well, look, we studied them, of course, before we started the CPAP, and then we looked at them about 3 months afterwards, and we saw a dramatic decline in the amount of, obviously we had their sleep apnea under good control, so the apnea hypopnea indices dropped from, in this group, the average was 46.7 events an hour, which is a lot of sleep apnea, down to 6.5, which is acceptable, barely above the normal range. But what the really interesting thing is that prior to the institution of CPAP, 170 of these people had that's 75% of them had sleep had depressive symptoms which were equivalent to moderate severity or clinically significant depression, and after the study that dropped to 9, that is 4%
wow.
of them. So it was a really dramatic change. Now 4% is actually a little bit better than the amount of depression out there in the community. Around about just under 10% of Americans are on antidepressant medications because of diagnosed depression. And one of the things that worries me in looking at this group of patients we study is that, you know, 52% of the people enrolled in this study were on antidepressants. Now that's hugely above the percentage out there in the community,
right.
10%, and it just points to me the fact that a lot of these people, I think, are getting misdiagnosed as depression. So I think people with depressive symptoms who have other symptoms that suggest sleep apnea, like habitual snoring, for example, and somebody's witnessed their breathing stopping and starting overnight, they really need to get that sorted out, because there's a good chance that their depressive symptoms will get better just by doing that.
This is shocking to me, and this is yet another reason why you would think that the pharmaceutical companies love this, that no one's being tested, but that the insurance companies would be wanting to test people for obstructive sleep apnea and treating them specifically for that. There's a lot of people out there, and this has been shown numerous times, but hypothyroidism is also a symptom of OSA, and we know that people who have poor sleep, that their thyroid, they produce less TSH, and their thyroid just bottoms out. And when you get their sleep in line, their thyroid comes back to normal. But there's people out there who are being treated for hypothyroidism, and no one's asking them, do you snore?
Yeah, I share your concerns there, Carl. I absolutely share those concerns. And I think it's getting better. You know, one of the problems, of course, is that sleep apnea has really only been recognized in a serious way there's a sort of 30-year history since the discovery of CPAP as a treatment of sleep apnea. There's really only in the last 10 to 15 years that the community started to take it seriously. And there's a lot of people like me out there, medical practitioners and the like, who went to medical school before all this, and they're learning it slowly and by degrees.
Right.
I think it's now starting to come up in coloured lights. There's really discussions like this, I think, that are really important to try and, if not, highlight this problem to the community. You know, the first patient I ever saw 30-odd years ago when I started in this area, that actually had self-diagnosed themselves. This is a lot of my patients still do to this day. They'd read an article in the Reader's Digest, of all places, and this described them, and they thought, I've got sleep apnea. Well, of course, at that stage, their doctor had never heard of this condition, and they presented themselves, and sure enough, they have a quite severe sleep apnea and were treated and lived happily ever after. But it's still a problem. It's getting less of a problem, but it's still a problem. There's a lot of ignorance about this condition, a lot of misdiagnosis, I think, a lot of labeling of this depression.
We have to take a break, but I want to make a supposition on the other side of the break, and I want to get your opinion on this. We're talking right now with Dr. David Hillman. We're talking about how the proper application of CPAP therapy reverses depression in people suffering from obstructive sleep apnea. This is an important discussion, because once they put you on those SSRIs, SNRIs, your life will change forever and not for the better. And you're much better off getting a CPAP machine than having to take an antidepressant. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. David Hillman from the University of Western Australia about how proper application of a CPAP machine can reverse depression in those suffering from obstructive sleep apnea. So I want to make a very, very broad, sweeping statement, but I really believe what I'm about to say, and I want you to weigh in on it. I think that any amount of audible snoring, and what I mean is, I don't mean if you have that little grumbling noise. I mean that kind of thing. Any amount of that is not a good thing. And here's my thinking. The body prides itself on the ability to have unrestricted access to air. It's job one of survival. And when you're sleeping, you are trying to get into some very, very deep states of reparative sleep. And if the body perceives even a modest amount of restriction of airflow, it tends to become heightened. Awareness becomes heightened. Hormones responsible for, hey, let's keep an eye on this because this could get worse, get kicked into gear. and you don't sleep well or as good as you could. And so my opinion is, if you snore audibly, if people laugh at you, you go, oh my God, you sound like a train when you snore, you sound like a bear when you snore, you need to think more about that before it actually becomes obstructive in nature, where you are actually gasping for air and you cease breathing for periods of time, because that's the onset of it. What do you think about that?
Look, there's no doubt that the sort of snoring you're talking about, that is every night, all postures, disturbing partner's sleep, be heard in the room outdoor, that sort of snoring should not be regarded as normal. I couldn't agree with you more there. And, of course, it is a marker for sleep apnea. There are people that do have what's called simple snoring. That is, they make a lot of noise, but their sleep's not all that disrupted and their oxygen levels are okay. And that's very evident. You can make those distinctions very clearly on a sleep study. But I think if you've got snoring and everyday snoring, and it's starting to bug you and bug the people around you, then that's worth looking into in its own right. But it's often a marker for something much more serious, and that's sleep apnea. So I agree with your thesis. That is that everyday loud snoring can't be regarded as normal.
Yeah, just don't discount it. Just because you don't have full-blown obstructive sleep apnea, you are going down that rabbit hole. It may be now, it may be a year from now, but you're going there.
And of course, if you're a snorer and you've got some other symptoms you don't understand, and people are dressing them up as other things, or you've dressed, I'm just a bit low, I know I snore, I'm just feeling a bit low, but I've been feeling a bit low for the last year or two, then you're getting into the field of this study. That is, you've got to start thinking now, is it just snoring, and is the way I'm feeling during the daytime something to do with it? And I think, your awareness raising of this, Carl, is really valuable.
Well, I want to take it a step further. So I have done a lot of thinking about obstructive sleep apnea and snoring, and I have this habit of trying to connect dots. And so a lot of people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea also suffer from GERD. And a lot of people think that the GERD is a symptom of the OSA, which I do believe it gets worse, and I'll explain why I think that. But I'm starting to be of the thought that the problems with the gut, we know that inflammation can occur in the gut and south. Why do we not believe it can happen north, up the throat, up the esophagus, into the soft, fleshy palate? And this edema causes narrowing of the airway. I really think that if a person says, I have obstructive sleep apnea, or they're diagnosed with it, clinicians need to be saying, do you also suffer from GERD or other digestive issues? Are you always gassy? Do you always feel bloated? Because I think addressing the gut issues could actually, over time, and I still think you need CPAP, and I'll tell you why, but I think addressing the gut issues could actually be a therapy to an end point where, okay, you don't have obstructive sleep apnea anymore. Now, here's the reason why I say you still need CPAP. If you have a pipe with an opening at the top and an opening at the bottom, and a vacuum is attached in the middle, and you close the bottom of the pipe, air is going to flow from the top. But if you then close the top of the pipe, you create a vacuum in the tube, and it's going to pull on both ends, and the esophageal sphincter is going to be twisted out of shape after doing this for hours and hours, week after week, night after night, year after year, and you are going to develop what could be considered silent GERD, which isn't frank burning in the esophagus, but this constant seepage of contents of the stomach, which causes inflammation. So I still think if you have this problem, the CPAP will stop the phenomenon of the vacuum effect on the esophagus and allow the sphincter to start to reshape and go back where it belongs. Comment on my points here, please.
Yeah, look, there is a strong association between untreated sleep apnea and gastroesophageal reflux. And now, the association is more a case, not so much gastroesophageal reflux causing the sleep apnea, but the other way around, although there's no doubt that acid reflux into the upper airway can cause edema and aggravate pre-existing sleep apnea or precipitate more of it. The issue is, when you are obstructed, that is when your tongue falls back or your soft palate collapses, you're making suction efforts against an obstructed airway, you're producing huge negative pressures within your chest.
Right.
Pressures of less than minus 20, minus 30 centimeters of water. Now, the barrier pressure of the lower esophageal sphincter that you just mentioned is about 20 centimeters of water. So that if you're creating these big suction pressures, you're not being all that successful getting air in, but you sure are being successful in getting acid up into your esophagus.
Bingo.
And beyond.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll wake up with the reflux symptoms. Look, and I say it commonly, and I tell you the other thing that happens with a silent or gastroesophageal reflux overnight is it can precipitate asthma. So quite commonly I see people referred to me who have obvious sleep apnea from their symptoms. They have asthma and they have gastroesophageal reflux. Talk about a trifecta. And so here's yet another reason why unidentified sleep apnea can be causing a lot of problems, and people be on a lot of treatment, where dealing with the basics, that's dealing with the sleep apnea is the answer.
Yeah, because if you're inspiring hydrochloric acid all night long, the alveoli of the lungs are going to become inflamed, and you're going to develop spontaneous asthma. And this makes perfect sense. And this is why I say, treat the gut too, not just the sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Because whether the chicken and the egg is here, they both have to be addressed at the same time, in my opinion.
I think so. You can't ignore the thing about treating the reflux with antacids and H1 receptor antagonists, those sorts of things that decrease the acidity of the stomach, is that you then convert symptomatic reflux into silent reflux. Now, the silent reflux can still cause reflex change. It doesn't have to be acid stuff going all the way into the lungs to cause asthma. It just needs to be reflux into the lower part of the food pipe, the esophagus, can set up reflexes that precipitate the asthma. So I see people have reflux. They know they've got reflux. They're on drugs to treat that. They come along with their sleep apnea and they come along with their asthma. You treat their sleep apnea and the asthma gets a lot better. So I don't want, you know, in all of this, obviously sleep apnea affects a fair proportion of the community out there, and it's not the only reason people get asthma. It's not the only reason people get depressive symptoms. But it needs to be thought about, and needs to be thought about because it's so common. Snoring's very, very common, as you pointed out. Sleep apnea is getting every day more and more common. The accepted prevalence rates of sleep apnea have doubled in the last 20 years in the US. And of course, a big driver for it in the US and in Australia and in the rest of the Western world is our growing obesity rates. I think that's the big issue.
But you know what? I think obesity and obstructive sleep apnea are both symptoms of the real problem here. And I've been talking to some scientists at MIT about research that they're doing. And the reason for this outbreak of obstructive sleep apnea is two things. It's the inflammation and narrowing of the upper airway, regardless of what the culprit is, number one. And number two, it's the loss of the tonic state of certain muscles in the jaw and in the palate that causes the jaw to fall back and the palate to drop down. And there's a neurological aspect to this, and there is an edema aspect to this. And I so want to discover this, not because I want anyone to know who I am, but I feel that this is a huge threat to our population. It's silent. People are sleeping when it happens, so they don't know. I didn't know I had it until I taped myself. I recorded myself, and I was at just between the hours of 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. For some reason, that's when it hits me, probably when I'm going into my deepest sleep. But I was holding my breath for 34 and 42 seconds at a time.
Yep.
So I applaud the work you're doing, and I hope that while we treat this disease state and keep people alive long enough, we discover why the population is suffering from it in the first place. I applaud you.
Yeah, well, that's great, Colin. And look, you know, this recording overnight's an interesting issue, isn't it? There's some really nice little apps being developed now that will allow people to record themselves overnight. A patient came along to me the other day and produced his iPhone out of his pocket played his snoring to me and the gaps in his breathing. I mean, there was no doubt what he was suffering from regardless of that, but at least it made him aware of the issue. So I think that's not a bad idea. If you've got any doubts, record yourself and have a little
listen. They even have an app now that has a pulse oximeter tip that plugs into it, and you can check your blood oxygen levels while you sleep, which I think is even a great addition to this discussion. Listen, Dr. Hillman, thank you so much for making time to be on the show today.
Thanks, Kyle.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Omega Wave. Don't you want to know what it is? Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget the secret word contest. This week, we are giving away two free massages to two lucky people from Massage Envy. Unfortunately, to our international audience, we can't offer this to those of you outside the United States because Massage Envy is inside the United States. But we'll have other great things for the next secret word contest. So during the commercial breaks, we play a secret word. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com. You're entered to win. And this week, two lucky people will receive a free massage at Massage Envy in their area. Also, you must read my blog today. Go to superhumanradio.com. It's on the right-hand side. More bad news for women. Glyphosate contamination found in tampons and other cotton products, bandages, and so on. This is shocking. It's scary. And you need to be aware of it. So check out my blog today. You know, technology gives us a lot of opportunity in this day and age when it comes to performance. Being able to use technology to improve human performance is one fun area. And my guest today is Mikhail Limatainen. How you doing, Mikhail?
I'm great. Thanks, Carl, for the invitation. Nice to be here.
Yeah, and so Peter Licatos told me about your program, and it's called Omega Wave. So for those who have never heard of it, explain what Omega Wave is.
Well, Omega Wave, actually, we have a long history, almost 20 years. We've been in the market mainly with professional sports and tactical units across the world. You know, we are related, directly related to performance, whether it's in sports or performance in military or police forces. If I look at if there's anything that your audience will remember from this, then, you know, the first couple of sentences that I will say now are probably the cover the whole idea and explain in very simple way what we do. So if you think about training, ultimately training can be reduced to very simple idea. Do the right things at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And that will produce optimal performance, optimal training results. Now, simple phrase and simple to understand, but the problem obviously is what is the right thing and when is the right time, right?
Right.
And that is where Omega Wave enters into the picture, because what we are doing really is we are helping you to measure non-invasively, at rest basically, your physiological state when it comes to central nervous system, when it comes to your autonomous nervous system, cardiac system, and the state of your energy supply systems. And when you know that, once again, everything is done at rest, it's not a stressful test, you can do that every day. So once you have that daily feedback of your current physiological state, just before you are planning to go on workout, you can optimize the subsequent training load. So you know what is the right thing, and you know if this is the right time. So to put it in concrete terms, let's imagine, and this, I've had this example or this case. My own life is, I remember one afternoon in the office, if you look at my training program, I was supposed to go and do heavy deadlifts the afternoon, right?
Right.
I measure myself before the workout, and what happens is that my central nervous system was not ready. It was in state of fatigue. And what that tells me is that my body is not optimally able to digest and adapt to heavy strength workout.
Right.
Hence, for me to optimally train my body, to give the body the dose that it can handle, I skip that heavy deadlifting, heavy strength training session, and I went for a run instead, right? Mm-hmm. I gave my body something that it could still handle, and I postponed that heavy strength exercise to a later date when my body hopefully will be ready. So it's really that. We are helping you to understand and when is the right time for any specific
exercise. I love this. This is brilliant. Okay, so how does it work? What are you looking at? What feedback are you getting from what physiological systems to give us this great information?
Right. So if we look at let's talk about feedback in general that people have, whether they're amateur athletes or professional athletes. Obviously, in professional athletes, the tools are more varied, and they have obviously more resources at their hand. But you know, everybody can start from subjective feedback. I feel my muscles, are they sore? You know, I have a sensation. Do I have a sensation of fatigue? In professional sports, they always ask, the coaches ask, well, when the players come in, well, how do you feel? Can you please fill in this questionnaire? Great source of information. The problem with that is it's subjective information. We do not have, as human beings, as organisms, we don't have the capacity to accurately tell all the sources of fatigue and pinpoint it to the exact organism. I'm not able to say whether my central nervous system is, you know, somewhat fatigued or is it completely fresh. We just can't do that.
Right.
So there's a limitation, even though subjective information is great. Well, then, in addition to that, then obviously there are heart, for example, different kind of field test equipment like heart rate monitors,
right,
or GPS, right?
Yeah.
Excellent tools. We recommend them. Polar, everything. The problem with those as well is that they don't take into account biological costs. So you and me, for example, Carl, we can now go and do a 5K run with exactly the same time. So the volume is the same, the intensity is the same. However, so if you look at that data, you look at the heart rate monitor data and you look at the volume we ran, you'd say, well, okay, Carl and Mikhail did the same workout, hence they can, next day they can do the same thing.
Right.
Well, not necessarily, because that volume data and that intensity data does not automatically tell us what biological price you and I paid,
right,
for that intensity and that volume. It could very easily be that you paid no price, you are good to go tomorrow morning, whereas for me that was extra difficult or extra tough workout. I'm still flashed the next morning.
Right.
Right? So the biological cost is something that is oftentimes an obstacle lacking in these kind of field test tools.
Right.
Then obviously you can do different kind of fitness tests as well. You can, you know, like I said, you can run a Cooper test. You can lift your one rep max. Once again, we don't know what was the biological cost of those that performance. So that really is what we're trying to do. We're trying to answer the biological, we're trying to understand, to help you understand what is the biological cost, how fatigued you are physiologically. Okay, so what do we measure then? Well, we measure, first of all, if you look at the system, the tool itself that you strap on as an athlete, we have, first of all, a belt that looks like a heart rate monitor belt, but
right,
instead of just measuring the pulse, the R to R peaks of the ECG, we actually take full ECG, one lead ECG from the V6 positions, right?
Okay.
So having that one lead ECG allows us to have, first of all, apply very accurate and very precise heart rate variability, HRV, method of analysis that allows us to understand your current cardiac stress,
mm-hmm,
right, and how your autonomous nervous system regulates your cardiac system at the moment.
Okay.
Secondly, the second thing we get, we use that ECG data for, is that we analyze the amplitude and frequency changes in the ECG to understand what training load was applied and what was the cardiac adaptation to that, whether aerobic or anaerobic loads were applied,
mm-hmm,
and that's how we get the state of energy, current state of energy supply systems. Are they activated or sort of excited or inhibited?
Okay.
What's the energy supply system efficiency? And then lastly, since you asked, so last thing that we measure, we in addition to having the ECG belt where you attach the sensor, then also we attach a simple cable to that same sensor that then goes to two electrodes, one that is placed on your head.
Forehead,
exactly, right there in the middle of the forehead. And then the other one is on the base of the thumb of your dominant hand. So if you're lefty, on the left hand, if you're righty, then on the base of the thumb of your
right. So when you say
right
the base
hand,
of the thumb, you mean on the back of the hand where the thumb attaches to the hand, right?
Yeah, the palm side.
Oh, on the palm right. side. Okay, thank you. Okay.
On the palm side, on the base of the thumb of the palm side, right? Where you have that thick muscle there.
Right.
And what we measure there is we measure by very slow electrical processes coming out of the brain, 0 to 0.5 hertz, and the method is called DC potential, direct current potential. Very simply, what it is, well, with the help of that information, we know the state of wakefulness of your central nervous system. And that helps us then to get more information about the overall state of your organism at the moment.
So by looking at, I think that's called theta wave, right? 0.5 hertz. Is that theta?
Those waves are called omega waves.
Thank you. How foolish of me. Okay, so what you're saying is you can measure the omega wave at the head where it's really being generated by the brain, and then at the dominant hand palm base of the thumb, and you can ascertain how fast the wave is getting there and the amplitude of the wave, so you can tell if the body is actually ready, what state it's in as far as the ability to produce effort, right?
Exactly. So, if you look at the science, and we are happy to provide, and if you actually go to Omega Wave's website and you go to the knowledge section of it, you can request more information, more scientific information, our literature view, and other sorts of information where we talk more precisely about the science behind it. But basically, it has been established that there are norms, biological norms, for this value that you get out of brain, so in millivolts. Mm-hmm. And so basically, by looking at where where your individual value stabilizes in that measurement, we can then, based on that stabilization value, we can know whether your central nervous system is being regulated in a state of optimal wakefulness or not. And
okay,
once again, if it is not in optimal wakefulness, if it's inhibited or if it's hyperactive, well, those values outside the norm, well, they have implications when it comes to your ability, your body's ability to coordinate complex movements, to recruit high threshold muscles, etc., etc. So then that basically translates into speed work, strength work, and your ability to do those.
We're going to talk more about this. I want to take a quick commercial break. Those of you listening to the show, you can go to the website omegawave.com to learn more about this product. We're going to unfold how you can use it to improve your own performance. I like this product because it's so much more than heart rate variability. I've always felt that heart rate variability was only a small piece of the puzzle, and this proves my opinion was right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mikhail Limaton, and we're talking about the Omega Wave product. It's a training device that allows you to train harder or know when you can train harder, know when you need to back off. It's a really, really cool use of technology in this day and age for so many of us who are looking to maximize performance. So let's talk about a couple things. Do you have to assess a baseline, Mikhail? You know, maybe you have to take off from all training for 3 or 4 days and kind of calibrate the machine to what your baseline is?
Good question. In our case, no. Quite simply because we are using norms that have been established in science, namely in the Eastern bloc, Russia. If you, for example, look at the history of heart rate variability method, the science, it was invented in Russia already in the 50s, in space science. They wanted to see a way of how to assess remotely the stress levels of cosmonauts. Why am I saying this? Why is it relevant information that HRV was Russian, and we are using the origins of Russia, or we are taking advantage of the Russian branch of HRV science as well, is because the Russians just have a much wider body of evidence, of studies in HRV, and they actually were able to establish biological norms. Just like we have a norm for pH, just like we have a norm for body temperature, etc. What those norms allow us to do is basically we know that, you know, the norm is the norm is the norm. So hence, right, you don't have to establish a baseline, because we know that if you are within the norms, you are in a optimal biological state. And obviously, if you are outside of it, it doesn't matter. If you know, it's the next question then is why that is. But you don't have to have a 1 week rest period where you sort of establish your baseline, unlike in some other systems that we know of where this is the case. So that's one of our big differences.
I would imagine hyper alertness would be a good thing. You said earlier that, you know, depending on the omega reading, you could either be in hyper or hypo alertness. Wouldn't hyper alert, yes, be the best condition?
Good question. Yeah. Simple answer is no. Okay, it's less performance inhibiting compared to hypo state. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with hyper state, for example, if you look at the central nervous system, is once again we have to go back to the concept of what is the price you pay for any performance. What is the biological cost of that output? And the problem with hyperstate is, even though you probably still can't perform well, but the price, the biological price you pay for that performance is higher.
Oh.
The central nervous system, for example, immediately goes into full gear. It recruits all the muscle fibers it possibly can. You know, the energy expenditure is much higher than optimally needed for that level of performance. But since it's hyper, it just goes immediately to full speed, so to speak.
Okay.
So that is the issue with being in a hyperactive state. And even what we've seen, for example, what I've seen in my clients here in European football is oftentimes they play Saturday or Sunday, and there are, every time we see one or two players in a team in the opening 11 that couple of days beforehand always enter a state of hyperactiveness when it comes to their central nervous system. Now, the problem with that is if you cannot bring it down to norm in time, the problem is that you will burn out if you stay in that hyperactive state for too long. And that's what we've seen several times. And these players who enter into this hyperactive state too early before the game, by the time the game, they go into the game, they are already fatigued.
We've all experienced this. So you get yourself so psyched up that you end up feeling washed out when it comes time to actually perform.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
What I want to do is I want to take our next break now so we can get back on our clock, because we went a little long during the first segment. And
okay.
I want to talk about some of the experiences you've had using Omega Wave, some of the performance successes, and also how long it takes someone, once they start using the Omega Wave, to actually start to see their performance improve. We're talking right now with Mikhail Limatainen, and his website is omegawave.com. You can go there to learn more about this remarkable new technology. Not new technology, it's been around for a long time, but it's now an app for your iPhone, which makes it a lot easier for people to use. And we'll talk about that, too, when we come back. Stay tuned.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mikhail Limatainen. We're talking about the Omega Wave device that allows you to train appropriately harder when it's time to train harder and back off when you need to be backing off. It gives you very, very specific feedback that tells you where you are and what you should do next. So talk to me about some success stories that you can show where Omega Wave truly did change the outcome of someone's performance, please.
Well, okay, that's obviously a very relevant question. A lot of the stories that I have are empirical and anecdotal in the sense that if you're asking for a peer-reviewed article, for example, at the moment, for example, I don't have those kind of experiences. But if I look at my athletes, my clients that I work with, it boils down to the fact, once again, that if you look at professional athletes that are highly stressed, and the demands to the body are very high, there is a huge commercial cost to the fact that when somebody is injured due to overuse, injury, and fatigue, right?
Right.
So the fact that with the help of Omega Wave, they can better monitor when these players are entering already state of excessive fatigue and pull back day or a couple of days earlier than when it's already obvious by just observing the athlete and asking the athlete's subjective feeling. That alone has brought many advantages to our professional teams because they've been able to prepare their guys better in that highly competitive, highly demanding environment. Then obviously one of the culminations of why would you use this kind of technology, whether it's Omega Wave or some other system that helps you to assess your physiological state, is when it's game day or performance day,
right, in
whatever sport you are, you obviously want to make sure that you are ready, physiologically speaking, on that day. So that is another big benefit that our clients have had, that whenever they do play or perform, they can monitor their days going into that performance day and make sure that they are entering that morning of performance in a fresh state, and hence they can truly display their long-term preparation, their skill, basically their sport-specific skill.
So,
a third value that comes into mind, that is, if there are any sort of weekend warriors in your audience, by what I mean by weekend warrior is somebody who's an amateur but trains hard but has a 9-to-5 job, is that I've had many clients who have demanding office work, for example, with a lot of travel or otherwise mentally very challenging, and yet they want to train hard after work as well. They want to be an athlete or semi-athlete at least. Well, the problem is that our body does not distinguish between physical stress and mental stress. It can affect you the same way. The fact that you had a hard meeting can also inhibit, fatigue your central nervous system, just like maximum speed training. So for the weekend warriors out there, Omega Wave can also help you understand better your environmental stressors and understand how you can potentially improve the overall wellness and lifestyle, make the right lifestyle choices to help you become also a better athlete or just lead a healthier life. Okay.
So now, but have you worked directly with a particular athlete that before they used Omega Wave and versus after they started using Omega Wave, that they saw some great results that you could tell a story about? I know you work with a lot of athletes. I know Peter Lakotos, he believes in the product and he uses it too with some of his clients as well. So I thought maybe you might have a story that you could tell us, especially working with, the European football players.
Yeah, well, once again, these are kind of stories that I've heard from the coaches, right, that I work with. For example, just recently I talked to one of my ice hockey clients here in Europe, and they've implemented Omega Wave, late last season. So basically they got to full speed with Omega Wave during this preseason. And what they told me is that thanks to the information that Omega Wave gives, they've been able to more accurately, more individually train every single athlete during this preseason. Mm. And hence, the actual performance metrics, because they do obviously the performance test before they start the preseason and obviously when they finish the preseason to see whether they were able to improve these athletes or not. Mm. And they said that they had the highest performance improvement ever in that club. And they, you know, there might be some other reasons too, but this particular coach attributed a significant part of that success to Omega Wave. The fact that they were able to individualize their training much better. And as we know, the more individualized normally tends to yield better results as a cookie cutter, program that is applied to everybody.
Now, the Omega Wave product is available right now to be used with iPhone, right?
That is true.
But before iPhone, how because it's been around longer than the app is new, right? I mean, you using it. So what was it hooked up to a PC before or something?
Exactly. Yes, that is the case. So for the past 15 years, our clients have been only professional teams and athletes and tactical units, and they were using the so-called team system that is literally run on a Windows PC, and you would have to hook up the guy. The athlete would be connected to the PC via Bluetooth. So it was as a process, it was much more cumbersome than currently, where we can literally give each athlete their own personal unit, and hence you can have the full team. Imagine in NFL, 90 players easily in the first team. Imagine measuring them one by one with the PC, with the old system. Well, that takes you full day, right? So that would be a big obstacle. Whereas now you could give each of those 90 players their own system, and then it takes 5 minutes for each player to measure, and you'll have the full team in 5 minutes. So it's a big game changer for us in terms of process.
When's the best time to test, Mikel? Is it first thing in the morning, or is it before performance, or when should you test?
Optimally before training, before performance. Because once again, you want to know what is my current physiological state, vis-a-vis the upcoming training load. Am I ready for that training load, or do I need to modify the training load in some way, volume, intensity, or even modality?
And so theoretically, well, not theoretically, in actuality, what it does is it will provide you with data that will tell you whether you are overtrained or about to become overtrained or ready for this workout. So you do it when you get to the gym, I guess, right?
That's a very concrete case, yes. Very easy to do it like that, so you can lie down at the gym. You know, some cases we have people who take it in the morning, but, you know, if you want a rule of thumb, I would say, before each training session.
Okay. I want to take a
look.
Good, I'm sorry.
And when you said about the information, we've always had that also in mind. How do we translate physiological parameters, physiological information into something actionable, something that speaks coaches and athletes' language, meaning that our app is also designed to interpret the measurement result in a very actionable way so that it is easy for you to make that transition. Okay, well, this is my state. Well, what does it mean in terms of my ability to train strength optimally, my ability to train speed optimally, my ability to train endurance, et cetera, et cetera.
I want to talk about that when we come back specifically. Some of the readings that you get,
yes,
and what you should do with that information. And also we'll tell people how they can get their own Omega Wave. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Uber Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mikhail Limatainen. We're talking about the Omega Wave product that allows you to assess your readiness for training, whether you're becoming overtrained, whether you should be hitting it hard today. It does this through a variety of different feedback mechanisms, and it's been used for quite some time now very successfully by a lot of professional teams and individuals who want to exploit the most from their body and their training. The website is omegawave.com to learn more about it. Get your own. So if I show up at the gym, and you already discussed the heavy training scenario. I'm supposed to deadlift. But I look and it says that I'm still fatigued from yesterday, so I should go for a run, or just should I just walk on that day? Is my goal to recover and relax, or what would I do?
Yeah, good question. Well, first of all, two things you have to look at. What is the level of fatigue and what system is fatigued? So let's imagine that it is your, you measure yourself and it's your central nervous system that is fatigued, but cardiac system and anxious blood system are good to go. Well, then that gives you one piece of the puzzle, but then the next piece is, well, what level of fatigue is the central nervous system showing? Is it, as in our sort of color coding, is it in red state or is it only yellow? And that obviously has a big implication because, for example, if you come into the gym and it's, your central nervous system is very fatigued, and significant fatigue is in red, then you're basically, your ability to coordinate movement, to recruit optimally your muscle fibers is very limited, and you would be better off by doing something, you know, more endurance related,
right,
with very simple movement patterns. But if it's only slightly fatigued, then you can still train. You can still do, for example, strength exercises.
Right.
But you would not do, for example, maximum intensity and maximum volume. You could still do maybe, for example, moderate intensity and moderate volume. So instead of doing let's imagine that for you, 5 sets of 5 reps at 100 kilos back squat is maximum volume and maximum intensity. But you show up at the gym and CNS is slightly fatigued. It's in sort of yellow state. Well, okay. Well, I don't do maximum. I do moderate. I do 3 sets of 4 repetitions at 90 kilos.
Right.
So I'm still working on strength. I'm still getting a stimulus, but I'm not overworking. I'm not going beyond what my body can handle optimally.
Right. Talk about the app-driven unit now that's available for iPhone. How much does it cost for someone who wants a personal Omega Wave for themselves?
All right. So the hardware we have, that is has a one-time fee, which is $199 or €199, depends on where you live. And then when it comes to the app, the software part, the software is based on subscription. And you have 2 plans to choose from. Either you pay monthly subscription, just like Spotify, for example.
Right.
That is $14.90 per month. Or you pay the full year in advance at $149, basically giving you 2 months free in that year.
Right.
So that's the simple pricing. So let's say you're a first-time user and you buy the full system, including 1 year subscription, the annual subscription, your first investment would be $348. $199 for the hardware and $149 for the annual subscription.
And with the annual subscription, do you get upgrades as they become available?
Yes.
Periodically?
Yes.
Okay. Does the...
Yes.
Does
all the upgrades are free.
Does it store your information? Can you put additional information in, like how you trained that day? So when you look at past weeks, you can go, oh, this is why I got so fatigued. I don't want to do that again.
Yes. So all the previous, the historical measurements are visible in the app. So you can scroll different indices that we show and see the development. For example, do microcycle analysis and understand how my body has adapted over the course of this particular microcycle. That is actually a big part of the analysis that you should do, not just the daily analysis, but also trend analysis, mm-hmm. Okay? And secondly, can you input some data? Yes, you can. So once you've measured, the app literally will beep to indicate that the measurement collection of data was done. Then you come up and you take the phone. And before you click a button that says save and analyze, before that you can actually type in additional comments.
Oh.
So you could put in, well, muscle soreness, horrible today, or yesterday I did this circuit training, or I slept poorly, or I skipped breakfast, or whatever information that you think helps you understand the bigger picture better.
Very, very nice. And it just takes 5 minutes. You put the strap on your chest, you put one of the electrodes on your forehead, one on the inside palm of your hand. You
yes.
press a button, and that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very, very cool. The website is omegawave.com if you want to learn more about this, if you're serious about your training, if you are an athlete. Can a person buy one, and maybe if they have a son who's also athletic, can you have two different profiles on one iPhone?
Unfortunately not. So in those cases, and we have plenty of those cases, for example, where a couple, you know, man and woman in the same household, they use Omega both. They could do with one hardware set, but they will both need their own subscriptions. Why? Because you enter your gender, your height, your weight, your date of birth, and those have implications in the overall analysis. They affect the analysis results. So hence, if you did use one single profile to measure multiple individuals, those individuals obviously have different heights and different weights and different dates of birth and even could be different genders. So they would obviously, it would negate the possibility of doing any kinds of trend analysis because subsequent data points do not relate to the same person.
Do you still offer the multi-user version for PC if somebody has a team and they want to manage the team?
Of course. Actually, we have two nowadays. So we still have what we call Team. The product name is Team that operates on a Windows PC. But then the newest addition to the product family is actually an application that it's called Coach, and it runs on an iPad. And that has become very popular in personal training, fitness world, but also in professional sports. And that, among other things, it allows the trainer or the individual who has the Coach app to monitor and analyze multiple athletes at the same time.
And how much are the multi-user versions, the PC and the iPad one?
The same idea applies. So it's based on annual subscription. In those cases, we don't offer monthly. It's only annual subscription in the Coach and Team case. Mm-hmm. Here in Europe, what I charge is 1,600, so 1,600 euros.
Right.
For the Coach app per year. And then for the Team solution, it is 3,400 euros per year.
So they're paying a licensing fee each year to use the software and the hardware.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is also a big improvement because 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you would have to pay a one-time fee, but which would be in tens of thousands.
Right.
So the entry into using Omega Wave was, the entry cost was very high.
Right.
But now, literally, you can get Omega Wave with a much lower cost, and you only pay for the use. So if in the third year, fourth year, whatever, you decide that, you know, you're no longer using it, you don't pay it, right?
Gotcha.
And you don't lose any money in that sense.
The website is omegawave.com. If this sounds intriguing to you, especially the personal app-driven one for your iPhone. It's not available for Android. It's got to be an iPhone at this point in time. Go to omegawave.com. Mikel, thank you so much for being on the show today and talking about your product.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Take care. We also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour talking about SARMs. Don't forget to show All-American Pharmaceuticals, All-American EFX Sports some love. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click one of the many banner ads there to learn about all their products. And if you want to try Crealkaline, the only buffered, patented creatine monohydrate product in the world, click the Ask the Scientist banner on our website and ask Dr. Jeff to send you some free samples. And don't forget to include your mailing address so that he can mail them to you. And then, of course, thanks to Dr. David Hillman for talking about CPAP and how it reverses depression in people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea, a very, very serious topic. Tomorrow's Thursday, we'll have Brooks Kubik on during the first hour for the Physical Culture Radio show. We have another really great show tomorrow. I got to look and see what it is because I remember when Elisa was booking this that I was very excited about our second hour show. I'm just trying to open our... Those of you who subscribe to our newsletter probably know. Oh, inclined bed therapy. This is an amazing discussion. Incline bed therapy to restore your health. And it's even being used with people who have multiple sclerosis with great success. This is an exciting interview. So hopefully you'll be able to tune in live tomorrow. And if not, pick up the podcast. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you then.